Man, fuck these niggas. I'ma spare everything but these niggas. I flip a gun and gun, but these niggas take the knife off the AK and cut these niggas. Yeah, and fuck these bitches. I swear I care about everything but these bitches. I don't care, I saw what these bitches. And I put young moolah baby above these bitches. If it ain't broke, don't break it. And if he ain't shook, I'm gonna shake him. Hope I don't look weak, cause when a wolf cry wolf, you still see that wolf teeth, motherfucker. Futuristic handgun. If you act foul, you get two shots and one. I'm at your face like man cum. You niggas softer than Roseanne, son. You cannot reach me on my Samsung. I'm busy fucking the world and giving the universe my damn tongue. Crazy motherfucker, I am one. But the crazy thing is, I began one. All white bricks, I'm straight like it's jumping back to 36 thick. Big house, long hallways, got 10 bathrooms. I could shit all day, nigga. And we don't want no problems. Okay, you're a goon. What's a goon to a goblin? Yeah, it came on the beat. I fuck around and leave a nigga brains on the street. Ooh, I pop that pussy. I bring it to my bedroom and pop that pussy. Uh-huh. And we be steady mobbing. Walk him aside, baby. Falling is my habit.
What the fuck is up? It's Gucci Man the G. It's Titty Boy, no Pity Boy. Bitch, call City the City. So I see, so no Nike, boy, just Gucci, Louis Prada, excuse me, Gucci, Mackey, shit, no man, why that boy keep buying shit? He's still on a cock and helmets, bandanas on car and towels. No, we do not talk to strangers, just cut off these niggas' fingers. Gucci's something dangerous, cocaine, codeine, and major though. This AK-47, I hit your airwolf from the ankle up. This ain't size as me alone, clip long as a Pringles can. 4-5 Desert Eagle on me, you think I'm an Eagles fan. Tony Brush, the sniper rifle, making never breathe again. Fuck that nigga, kill that nigga, bring him.
Yeah, the money is the motive. Fuck with the money, it get ugly as coyote. Okay, I'm reloaded. Better pull it if you told it. I buy a pound, break it down, and put it in a stogie. Swagger so bright, I don't even need light. I'm with a model bro, and she don't even need rice. But would you believe it, she dykes. And she asked me for a picture, so I gave her 3 strikes. Yeah. I'm the man around this motherfucker. I'm so hot you probably catch a tan around this motherfucker. This rap game, I got my hand around this motherfucker. Yeah, I said game, but I ain't playing around this motherfucker. Yeah, I'm the best to ever do it, bitch. And you the best at never doing shit. If you the shit, then I ain't sewer rich. Try me and I have your people reading eulogies. I swear you can't fuck for me, but I can fuck your girl and make her nut for me, then slap for me, then kill for me, then steal for me, and of course it'll be your cash, and I'll murder that bitch and send her body back to your ass. And we don't want no problems. Okay, you're a goon, what's a goon to a goblin? Yeah, it came on the beat. I fuck around and leave a nigga brains on the street. Ooh, I pop that pussy. I bring her to my bedroom and pop that pussy. Uh-huh. And we be setting my bed. Ooh, dream of style, baby. Ballin' is my hobby. Man, suck my clip. Swallow my bullets and don't you spit. I am the hip hop socialist. Life is a gamble when I'm all about my poker chips. Do you want a dose of this? I will make the most of this. F is for ferocious. Murder your associates. The topic's so appropriate. This is just for Avalon. Keep a hard dick for your girlfriend a wobble on. We. And we don't want no problems. Okay, you're a goon. What's a goon to a goblin? Yeah, it came on the beat. I fuck around and leave a nigga brains on the street. Ooh, now pop that pussy. I bring it to my bedroom and pop that pussy. Uh-huh, and we be setting my bed. Ooh, keep my side, baby. Falling is my habit. And we don't want no problems. Okay, you're a goon. What's a goon to a goblin? Yeah, it came on the beat. I fuck around and leave a nigga brains on the street. Ooh, now pop that pussy. I bring it to my bedroom and pop that pussy. Uh-huh, and we be steady mobbing. Ooh, came inside, baby.
Episode 7 of Party Time of PTWD. That is the official moniker for this comedy edition of the podcast. Oh yeah, dude. My name is David, and your co-host on the other end of the phone is Tomas.
Hello, David. How are you?
I didn't tell you this before, but I actually don't have pants on right now.
Really?
Yeah, I kind of balls to the wall.
Wow, that kind of gives me a hard on.
All right. So, since you...
This will be the naked edition of Party Time with Dave.
This is the naked edition. When you go back, when the aliens stumble across the interwebs, and the first thing they hear is my mouth speaking forth in a gibberish, they're going to hear that this was the nude edition of PTWD.
Sounds good.
Not PTSD, PTWD.
You know how that works out? Because you know what I'm wearing right now?
What's up?
I'm wearing Family Guy boxers, and that is it.
That is epic. So one doesn't...
All I'm wearing is Family Guy boxers with Stewie, and other than that, I'm completely naked.
Cut my milk. So we have the nude, we have the pantsless, and the shirtless.
Yeah, and I got my titties all hanging out and everything.
Awesome, I want to lick them. We're going to play a little game that's familiar to you guys. One, two, three, bullshit, whatever you want to call it. I don't care. It's a fun game. We like to play it. Do you like to play it?
I love playing it, dude. It's actually some funny shit because I think it lets everyone learn a little bit about you.
Maybe a little bit too much, but you know what? Whatever. By the way, did I open up with what episode this was?
Yeah.
Okay, it's Saturday, April 9th, 2011. It's 6:42 p.m. We're going to play a little game.
You lied. It's 9:42 p.m.
You know what? Fuck you. You know what? You know where it's at? Mountain time. That's where it's at.
No. All right, so everyone, let's redo that. It's 9:42 p.m. Saturday, April 9th.
Okay. I once got alcohol poisoning from drinking too much Smirnoff Ice. I once farted while fucking a girl, and she looked at me and said, "If that's what comes out of your ass, I can't wait till you come out your prick." Or, I once got caught jerking off by my stepmom to Harry Potter.
Alright, so I have to figure out which one of those are bullshit.
You have to point at two of those and say... That one's bullshit, and that one's bullshit. Give me your first pick for bullshit.
All right, the second one with you farting is bullshit.
Okay.
And the other one I'm probably going to say... Can you repeat the first one again?
I once got alcohol poisoning from drinking too much Smirnoff Ice. That involved puking the whole nine yards.
Okay, two and three are bullshit. Number one's true.
Fuck you, I win. Number three is true.
What? You were jerking off to Harry Potter?
I was jerking off to the scene where Hermione comes down the stairs in the Goblet of Fire in her dress. I was jerking off to that.
And your stepmom walked in.
And my stepmom walked in.
Holy fuck, but I can't imagine what the look on her face was.
I don't, because, listen, here's the thing. Back then, I was not a jerk offer with my hand. I humped pillows. That was my deal.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we all have gone through that. It's nice to know that I'm not the only one who went through that stage.
Oh, no.
I was like some fucking freak.
Oh, no. Everybody's humped. Everybody has humped.
Yeah, well, because that's always how it's. When you first find out that your body can actually do that shit. When you first are experimenting, that's how you do it.
Listen, man, that was a rough point in my life, and I was just doing whatever I don't know, man. It was very, I don't even know to this day, I really don't know if, because it never came up, like, we never addressed it, so it was like, because I kind of have my, but I had, like, a blanket over my pants, so you couldn't really see, but I had the pillow there, so maybe I was just hugging the pillow, like, she was probably so startled that it was like a blocked subconscious memory.
Yeah, but how are you supposed to have a conversation about that? Like fucking sitting at the dinner table. So Dave, how was the Harry Potter movie?
Like my dad looks up and, like, gives me a weird look, like...
Like, he knows what's going on.
Yeah, yeah.
He's been there and done that.
Yeah. I love you, Dad. Okay. Actually, I did fart fucking a girl. I shit you not, I wrote this thing. I turned off my computer. I went over to my girlfriend's house. I fucked her. And while I was fucking her, I farted.
That is some madness. You know what? So you queefed.
I straight queefed. And the thing is, I predicted that I was going to queef.
That's some crazy shit. What'd she say?
She just kept riding me. She didn't even say nothing.
Wow. Do you know she was really into it if she didn't even say nothing about it?
Yeah, no. That's just how I do. I have a hip-hop song for you this week.
Oh, sweet. What are we doing this week?
You may know him as Kanye West.
Yeah, Kanye West.
Yeah. He's got a new fucking new jam out. It's if I can get this stupid fucking shitty internet to work anytime this year. Okay, there we go.
All right.
Yeah, sorry people. We have two retards like manning the ship right now.
Yeah, we are two mentally retarded
F-ups. Like just losing our minds. Okay.
That's why we do this whole show.
That's why we do it, to let our minds loose. I got a dirty mind. I got filthy ways. I'm trying to bathe my ape in your Milky Way. I'm a legend. I'm irreverent. I be reverend. I be so far up. We don't give a fuck. Welcome to the danger zone. Step into the fantasy. You are not invited to the other side of sanity. They're calling me an alien, a big-headed astronaut. Maybe it's because your boy Yeezy get ass a lot. And then after the chorus, I know a bar out in Mars where they're driving spaceships instead of cars. Really, dog? Do you really know a bar where they're straight doing spaceships instead of cars? Cop a Prada space suit about the stars, getting stupid ass straight out the jar. And I think they fucked up. I'm pretty sure it's getting stupid high straight up out the jars. But they say it's stupid ass. But either way, if you're getting stupid ass or getting stupid high, either one is really great. So
yeah, they're all both good options.
Yes, and jars I'm all for. So pockets on Shrek, rockets on deck. Tell me what's next, alien sex. I'ma disrobe you, then I'ma probe you. Really, dog? See, I abducted you, so I tell you what to do. I tell you what to do, what to do, what to do.
What's the chorus?
Kiss me, kick it, kiss me. Infect me with your love and fill me with your poison. Take me, take me. Wanna be a victim, ready for abduction, but you're disappointing.
I freaking hate that song, bro.
So good, so good.
No, that is, I can't even believe you're actually putting that out for the public right now.
Treating me so right, I love that song. Okay, I have a new, this one I'm gonna have fun with. This is called Stump Tom. It's the Kentucky Derby is coming up May 6th and 7th in Kentucky at the Derby. It's the 137th.
Wait, really? Kentucky Derby in Kentucky?
It's in Kentucky and it's a Derby.
Nice.
It's 137 years. I have five real horses and five Dave horses. I'm going to tell you all of the ones that I have. As we go along, I want you to tell me real or Dave.
All right, let's do this.
And I'm going to keep track of what you're saying, okay?
All right.
Brethren.
That's true.
Monkey shake go.
That's not true.
pants on fire.
Not true.
Watch me go.
Not true.
You have one real and three Daves so far. There are only five Daves and there are five reels, okay?
Alright.
Stay thirsty.
Real.
Oops. Experiencing. Okay. X Factor.
Real.
Duster Buster.
Fake.
Aspiring Uncle.
Real.
Animal Kingdom.
Fake.
And The Decision.
Real.
One, two, three, four, five. All right. You said The Brethren was a real horse. That's a real horse. You said Stay Thirsty was a real horse. That's a real horse. You said Duster Buster was a Dave horse. That's a Dave horse. Pants on Fire, you said was a Dave horse. That's a real horse. Watch Me Go. Watch Me Go, you said was a Dave horse. That's a real horse. X Factor, you said was a real horse. That's a Dave horse. Aspiring Uncle, you said was a real horse. That's also a Dave horse. Animal Kingdom, you said was a Dave horse. Dave horse, that's a real horse.
Wow.
So, you need to bring some more heat because I just, like, ass rape you.
Hey, I have to let you go, alright?
What?
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll record all of this over this. Whatever that meant, obviously, that was no longer true because I got dropped in the middle of a fucking show by somebody who was supposed to help me with it, but I guess I'm just going brass tacks back to the grassroots of the movement that is PTWD. Again, not PTSD. I don't want you, like, yelling at me saying it's post-traumatic. It's not post-traumatic stress disorder. Okay? Stop complaining. Oh, my God. My job is killing me. I think I have post... You don't have post-traumatic stress disorder. You fucking fuck. Cut your shit, man. Okay? You work in, like, Macy's. You work in a Subway. You're trying to tell me that you have post-traumatic... What the fuck are you talking about? Curious and horny. Man from Man. I just clicked regular casual encounters. I didn't even click Man from Man, and this came up. Well, since I can't get a woman to suck my dick, here I am. Straight, white, 6'0", 195, blue eyes, 5.5 cut, D/D free, HIV dash, ... No anal and no kissing or body contact. Never been with a guy I can host. Please no games or flakes. Please be cut. Looking for young guys. Guys spelled G-U-Y, apostrophe S, that want to suck it. I don't want to suck it if you have HIV. He says that he has HIV. Am I reading this right? I think he's saying that he has HIV. No anal, no kissing or body contact. I'm not playing around with HIV, even if I was gay. Even if I wanted the monstrous, massive man dick in my throat, I would not put an HIV-infested, gonorrhea-ridden, pus-oozing penis anywhere near my pie hole that eats fresh Subway sandwiches every week. I wouldn't do it. Need a hot fuck with puffy nipples. Man for woman, casual encounters. Hot fucks capitalized. What's it going to take to get you to spread your pussy for my tongue and hard cock? I got a mean ass stiff cock right now that needs to blow its load on your pussy. It's spelled IT apostrophe S. Don't think, just say yes and let's bang, uglies. Don't think, just say yes. and let's bang. You could have stopped right there, but you had to throw in the uglies, didn't you? You had to fucking go there. You had to fucking bring out being ugly. You had to do it, didn't you? I know I would if I had. Are you kidding me? If I had an option between banging and ugly, what are you, dude? What are you saying? I don't know what you're saying. Are you speaking the English language? Because you're putting apostrophes in whack-ass whack places. Where were you during the eighth grade? Oh, wait. You were in the back of gym class, like, getting sucked by an ugly-ass girl. That's where you were instead of being in English. Learning. Where the rest of us were. You don't get anything. You get, like, an old-timey 19th century pre-World War II hand job in high school, if you're lucky. You don't get, there's nobody fucking in the shower. Maybe I was going to the wrong school, but here in Arizona they do it whack anyway. But like, I made out with a girl, and I got her top off, like, in the locker room. That was as far as I ever went in school. You're not fucking at high school. Cut your shit, man. God damn, son of a bitch. Tom, sorry, dude, that you couldn't be here to hear me rant on you, but 3 out of 10 is a pretty shitty rating, pretty shitty batting average. That's going to be what the Red Sox do this year. They're going to go 3 out of 10, and the Yankees are going to once again go to the World Series and wreck shit like they usually do, averaging 4 appearances in the World Series, and that's every 4 years. I think it's every 4 years we appear, and every 5 we win. It might be lower than that. I think it's every 3 we appear, just based on statistics. It's statistical advantage on my side. I love you so much. I could, if you're nice to me, I could love you a whole bunch. Take you into my arms and hug you, nibble on your ear, kiss your cute nose, and deep French you with all my passion. I don't know what a deep French is. What are you deep frying French fries? Because I don't know what a deep French is. French people are really shallow. They don't go deep. Do you mean French kiss, dog? Do you mean deeply French kiss me? No, deep French, man. It's a totally different thing. Deep French. Get on that. It's a new jam that we're doing. I could hand you the keys to my heart and give you the secret to unlock my love. But should I? Period. No fucking... Oh, my God. I want to, but I'm afraid you only want a quickie, a one-time thing. You only want to use and abuse my heart and body and then throw me away. Worst run-on sentence in the entire planet ever that I've read. And that was a run-on sentence that I just said. I did that on purpose. Okay for you. Anything, I'll do it. I'll let you have your way with me and then discard my love. Period. All because I love you. Period. Come and break my heart. Wow. That was fucking deep, man. Deep French. I'm going to deep French kiss you and then I'm going to have you fucking break my heart. Like, I wouldn't. Unless I get inside of your ass, you're not breaking my heart. That's not how it works, dude. You don't make out with somebody and then fall in love with them. That's what planet are you living in? When I was doing my pre-pro for the show today, a startling number of things were occurring in one state. It's no longer a state of the United States of America. It's now a state of mind. It's now a state of emergency. It's now Obama declaring this state to be extremely dangerous and whack, whack, stupid.
This week in Florida.
Orlando, Florida. This week in Florida. Police followed a blood trail to find the man they said used a sword and a guitar to attack a tattoo artist and his customer in Orlando. Now, what I noticed about this is, first of all, it's extremely weird. Second of all, he is directly trying to imitate Eminem because there's a verse somewhere in the lexicon of the Eminem universe. I can't remember. He says, "Fuck a needle, here's a sword, body pierced with this." So that's what I think he was getting at here. I think he just got a little bit too hyped up, too much of a shady, and he went crazy. He went totally cray-cray. Officers caught up with Jason Lynn Gay on East Harding Street at the end of a blood trail he left behind after one of the tattoo parlor's customers smashed a glass tabletop over his head, they said. Looking at you through the glass. That takes that song to a whole nother fucking level. I might actually close out with that song now that we've mentioned it. One minute we were sitting here and I was focused on my tattooing. The next we were fighting for our lives. Thank God it ended up the way he did, said Patrick Walter, the tattoo artist who said he was attacked. Walker said he never thought the samurai sword he had on display and his beloved guitar would be used against him. It was like the Joker on Batman. He said, you guys are gonna die. It was kind of like I said, I'm not dying, and my buddy said, I'm not dying. The next thing you know, we just went at it. I'm gonna just rewind, and I'm gonna say that in probably what is a total surfer. It was like the Joker on Batman. He said, you guys are gonna die. It was kind of like I said, I'm not dying. My buddy said, I'm not dying. The next thing you know, we just went at it, man. You're the best, dude, Patrick Walker. Not Johnny Walker, Patrick Walker. Not Blue Label, Samurai Label. Thank you. Gay is being held in Orange County Jail on two counts of attempted second-degree murder, as well as two counts of aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. I don't understand how guitar is considered a deadly weapon. I don't understand how you can use a sword and a guitar at the same time to attack two different people. That's what I don't understand. What sort of mentality is that? Oh, wait, that's a Florida mentality. Fuck you, Florida. Go away. We don't want you anymore. We need to get rid of you. Seriously. If we could take and mount, since NASA is no longer operated because Obama's a fucking idiot and he can't get his shit together, barely managed to avoid a complete government fucking meltdown. Thank you, Obama. We need to take all of NASA's leftover rocket parts that they can't use anymore because Obama shut them the fuck down and we can't use astronauts. I can't tell my kid that he can be an astronaut, he can be whatever he want because he can't be whatever he want anymore. He can't be an astronaut. He can't go to space. Not that I have a kid. I do not have a child. That would be the worst. We can't go to space anymore. Thanks, Obama. You gotta outsource that? Is that really another thing that we're outsourcing to a private company, Obama? Are you fucking serious? Are you fucking me in the asshole right now? Yes, I am. I'm fucking you and every other taxpaying American an asshole. And allowing students to put a demonstration up in the middle of a college campus saying that we need to allow and be more helpful to the Mexicans because they're illegal, and you know what? The companies are trying to fuck them over, so you know what? We should just let them come here and live. Fuck. You guys are out of your whack. I have a Democrat father. I don't think I've ever heard him say, yeah, we should, you know what? We should have the, every illegal who wants to come into this country come here illegally. You guys are idiots. They're not running because they're getting killed. They're running because our fucking policies are fucked up. And yes, the companies are to blame. No denying that. I think you should shut down systematically every single company. Done. Fuck them. Just done. Shut them completely down. They can't. No. And then set an example. See how many other companies are going to hire illegals. See how many illegals go back because they can't get jobs. I can't even get a job. Like, what's up? What's up? I can't clean shit out of a sewer. I would clean shit out of a sewer. Don't tell me that nobody wants to do the dirty jobs. There's always people who want to do the dirty jobs. It's how our country was founded. I can trace my lineage back to the Irishmen who came from Ireland and did the dirty jobs. So what's up? They came here legally. Why can't the Mexicans come here legally? Stop crossing my fucking border and stop jumping over my fence and swimming through my river, you fucking dicks. Jesus, I'm yelling right now. I'm half expecting. I live in a studio apartment, not connected to anybody. And there are neighbors that are like 15 feet away from me. There are two walls of, there are two barriers, two walls. There's a vast expanse of air, and I still swear to God that somebody's going to come up and knock on this door and ask me to calm my shit. That's how violent this is going to get up in this bitch. I'm going to start picking up my shit, throwing it across the room, and screaming about Mexicans. I can't leave my house without seeing one of them. It pisses me off. Don't see none of them in New York. You see Puerto Ricans. Represent. Thank you. Bring Puerto Rico in. Fuck Florida. We want Puerto Rico. Land of great women and pina coladas. Thank you. Thank you. Supreme cooking. More cultural refinement. Hey, guess what? Christopher Columbus found my island first, Mexicans. Fucking deal with that shit, bitch. Your continent got wrecked by a Spaniard. What's up? Mine didn't. We got treated like... You know why we got treated so nice? Because we're actually nice people. You guys are whack. You guys are like rodents. Illegals. Rodents. Not Mexicans. Love you guys. Mexican-Americans, if you came here legally, if you have a job, if you pay taxes. If you pay taxes, I'm not talking to you. If your parents pay taxes, I'm not talking to you. If your parents don't pay taxes, then we got a problem. That's when we got to start getting heated and bringing immigration into this. La migra! I don't have that word in my vocabulary. Guess where I'm from? Puerto Rico. Middle of the fucking ocean. Bring that into... Get rid of Florida. We don't have to change any flags. Bring in Florida. And... No, don't bring in Florida. Bring in Puerto Rico and push out Florida. It's simple. Back to the rockets. Strap the rockets on the bottom of fucking Florida and send it up. And done. Don't even aim. If it hits the moon, whatever. Get out. A couple of days ago, it rained. Every once in a while in Tucson, it rains. People lose their goddamn minds here when it rains. I don't know where you're listening to this. If you're listening to this on the West Coast, on the East Coast, you probably have a decent amount of healthy rain. It's good for you. If you listen to this in Washington, where it's miserable and depressing and it's raining every single fucking day, I feel sorry for you. Move to another state. Here, it's like a fucking phenomenon. People will talk about it. Hey, man, some crazy rain today, huh? Just totally had to get, like, my umbrella. Like, shut up. Shut up. Nice night to have some fun. Have spelled capital H, capital A, lowercase v, lowercase e. Half capitalized word. I am home and the rain has made me horny. Want to slip into a hot shower, have my lover come in and wash him and suck his cock. Cock spelled C-O-C, aderisk. That was fresh. I've never seen that before. That was actually kind of dope. Whenever I text, like, hey, baby, you want to see my cock? That's how I'm going to spell it from now on. C-O-C, aderisk. That is the new name of this show. It's C-O-C, aderisk. That's it. It's done. Then we can get into bed and he can make me his bitch. Interested. Let's make this happen. An Ohio man has been charged with teasing a police dog. According to a police report, Officer Bradley Walker was responding to a crash at the Mason Pub early Sunday morning when his canine officer Timber began barking. Walker said he observed 25-year-old Ryan Stevens with his face about 2 inches from the rear window of the police vehicle, barking and hissing at Timber. Mad! When Walker questioned Stevens about why he was barking at the dog, hey, what's up, man? What are you doing? Stevens replied, he started it. He was harassing me. Walker said he believed Stevens was intoxicated because he smelled of alcohol and his speech was slurred. He's scheduled to appear in municipal court April 21st on a misdemeanor citation of willfully teasing a police canine officer. Walker said it's dangerous to incite the dogs when they're locked inside the vehicle. everything is metal in there, and a dog could easily get his tooth caught in one of those grates and rip his tooth out and cause severe dental trauma to get at one of these people that is harassing him. You don't understand, man. Everything is metal, and he could hook a tooth in one of the... Stop! Shut up, Ohio! Ohio, you too! Go! You can't arrest somebody for teasing a police dog! At first, I thought he's been arrested for tasing a police dog, which makes more sense than teasing a police dog. You can't get arrested for teasing a police. It's not even it's an animal. You can't say that it's, like, an officer. It's not an officer. Teasing a police canine officer. Stop saying it's a canine officer. It's a fucking dog, man. Call it like it is. If it barks like a dog, if it walks like a dog, if it has four legs like a dog, if it goes woof woof like a dog, chances are it's a fucking dog, motherfucker. It's not a canine officer. Officers wear badges and they, like, have handcuffs and they throw black people into the pavement. I don't see any dog on the street and think, oh, that looks just like an officer. You guys are idiots. All of everybody in this entire situation, from the municipal court to this retard barking at the dog to the fucking officer that arrested him, everybody's a fucktard. All of them. Go away. These are the people I was talking about that we need to put on a shuttle and send off into space. Everybody in this situation, except for the dog, Timber. Timber can come live with me. I like him. Walker said it's also dangerous to the person doing the harassing. Yeah, no shit. If the door is actually left unlocked or something, which doesn't happen, the dog is in the back door. Stop acting like the public knows nothing about... Maybe you don't know anything about the police. Said it already. I'll say it again. Taking criminal justice classes, the back door of the police car is on auto lock. They don't get left unlocked. They are always locked. The back door of a police car... Let me just say, the back door... of the police car with the great thing, it's on auto lock. It's not possible for it to be unlocked. He has a very good likelihood of getting bit. He has the smallest fucking likelihood of getting bit because it's on auto lock, you prick! Once again, getting riled up, the reason why I'm getting so riled up, the reason why I'm saying, that it's crazy, which it is because I had about two, you know, the Starbucks, those old-timey, like, milk bottles, Starbucks Frappuccino, like, you take them home, put it in your fridge, they're really tasty. I've had two of those in the last 30 minutes, so I am fucking wired, man. If a Mexican broke into my residence looking for clothes and a bike, I would fucking wreck his ass right now. If he was 7 foot tall and 300 pounds, which they don't come because they're small and they're not culturally refined and they can't speak proper English, they can't even speak proper Spanish, let alone English. They can't even speak Spanish. They have a whole nother crazy language. They don't even speak regular Spanish. Stop. The dog can't get out of the back because it's on auto lock, you dipshit. Jesus fuck, man. A brother has been accused of stealing keys but leaving car and woman stranded. The Epps brothers of High Springs are accused of pulling some hijinks. Victor Morris Epps, 47, and Marvin Christopher Epps, 44, were arrested Monday after being accused of taking a woman's keys but leaving her car behind and the woman stranded in the middle of the road. Help me. Help me. The woman, Clarice Robinson, was giving the brothers a ride at the time. Marvin Epps pointed to an area where he supposedly buried the keys, but police didn't find them. No, man. 10 feet. That way, left, right, no, turn around, yeah, right, no, under the lock, yeah, no, they're supposed to be there, no, that's where I put them, nigga, what you talking about, that's where I put them, what the hell you be saying, poor damn popo don't know what the fuck they talking about, get the fuck out of here, put those handcuffs on me, bitch, I'll slap you, That's my best imitation of a 47-year-old black man. A man in Gainesville, a lot of, dude, this is seriously like the 50th time that Gainesville has been on this. I'm going to go back, listen to each and every episode, write down every time I've heard of Gainesville since this segment has started, and we're going to just tally it up. Maybe we should just nuke Gainesville. Maybe there are certain parts of Florida that are nice, which is not true, because it's just all over the place. It just needs to get rid of the whole fucking thing. A Gainesville police officer spotted Joseph Ronald Webb, 20, driving a Chevrolet Caprice on Monday afternoon. Hey, you like my Chevy Caprice? You like my, Oh, God. You like my Chevy Caprice? Jesus Christ. The officer knew Webb's license had been suspended and tried to pull him over. Webb drove over a concrete curb and cut through a grassy area, driving about 15 blocks and ignoring traffic control signs while leading police on a chase until he crashed into his own home. Hey, Florida. I don't know what else I can even... I guess that's not it. I still have another story, but we just need to... I need to... Okay, hang on. I'm just gonna sit down. I'm gonna take a deep breath. Whew, okay. I'm gonna just talk right now. There was this one time that I was... Oh, what the fuck was I doing? I was high off of my mind, right? I was chilling with one of my dudes in here in Arizona, who will remain nameless, and out of the corner of my retina, out of my periphery, I noticed something incredibly strange coming at a high velocity towards me. And we're sitting in a, this was like classical stoner moment, smoking doobies. I just totally said doobies, even though it's not 1980. Smoking a J, just crazy, crazy baked, laughing like my friend said, "Hey man," and I was like, "Yes, what's up? Hey, hey man," and then he would go, and we would just both take turns laughing at everything. Notice that at the corner of my periphery, almost in slow motion, out of the heavens, descending, was this some sort of bird. I think it was a robin. Not sure. We're in a treehouse, classical stoner moment, smoking J's, laughing at each other's, just breathing, like, like, losing our minds over the smallest things. And this bird comes in, like a fucking... like a missile, really, like a tomahawk missile, this motherfucker. This bird swoops into the treehouse, empties this shit, and hits me in the fucking chest. I shit you not. Boom. Right in the chest, white stain, shit flying all over the place. I stumble back off of the chair. I feel like I've been hit by a fucking cannon, because that is the velocity that this thing entered. This, I swear to God... Then in the medieval times, when they had birds using them as messengers, they weren't just using them as messengers. They were training them in the art of war by telling them to shit on people, because this was like a fucking bullet hit me in the chest. I got knocked the fuck back about 5 feet, stumbling into the railing, looked at my buddy, looked at the bird up in the roster now. He had flown upwards into the top of the treehouse and just... losing my shit, laughing, slapping, going over to him, us hugging, getting shit on his shirt, laughing at the shit on his shirt, high out of our minds. Best stoner. That is my only, probably the only good stoner story that I have. The best stoner story. It's the only stoner story that you need, really. Oh, boy. One time when I was a little lad, when I was a wee little chump, little kid, little guy, you little cute guy. I was in middle school once, like a lot of folks, and there was this girl in my class who had the biggest fucking cans ever, and it was ridiculous. It was ridiculous. It was absurd. It was not right. We were in eighth grade. She had the cans of like a college freshman. Like, she had dry cans. They were enormous. They were triple, quadruple D's. They were at least D's. I know this for a fact, because I measured them in my sleep with my mouth and hands. And this one time we were at lunch, and I was just looking over her table, and she was wearing a low-cut shirt, which is great, with a push-up bra, which was even greater, which was the best. And I just couldn't help it. Horny mind started just staring at her tits. Look up to her face, totally looking me dead in the eye. As I mentioned before, you don't get anything in high school. You get an old-timey 1935 pre-World War II hand job if you're extremely lucky. This girl thought, apparently, that I was checking her out, which I was. I'm not denying it. Okay, don't come at me. Don't write me an angry email saying that I'm a womanizer, because I'm not. I'm just mimicking what I see in the opposite sex. Thank you very much, hoes and whores. Women, thank you. Thought that I was checking her out. Said, hey, this guy's attractive. Might as well give him a try. Came up to me after school. Said, hey, you know, you might want to come over to my house later on. We're going to have a party. You should be there. 14 years old at the time, 9th grade. She is, I believe, also in 9th grade. Gycans. Hottest fucking girl ever. Like, face. She's probably working for Victoria's Secret right now. Actually, no, she's not. Because I'm a college sophomore. And everybody else who is in my class is just now a senior applying for college. So, fuck you, New York. I win. Big time. Because I put in the extra hours. And I got smart. And now I'm a college sophomore. Fuck you. Thank you very much. Anyway, back to my story. Over at her house. Drinking. Smoking. Doing, grinding, music, epic party, basically super bad style high school party, minus punching and Hummers being drove into the living room. No punching. I don't think there was a fight that night. There have been several fights that I've been involved in at parties. That was not one of them. Takes me into her room, takes her shirt off. I've never seen tits like this before. I don't even know what to do with them. This is the first, I'm going to not lie to you, first girl that I've seen with her shirt off. I mentioned this before. What I did to the first girl I saw with the shirt off, that should just be a little precursor. If you don't like rated X material, you should just turn that fucking dial down. Turn off the volume if you don't like it. Takes a bra off. We do some things. I'm going to skip this because I don't want it to get too explicit, because I know that this is the internet. We're not allowed to say everything because we live in Obama nation and not America anymore. You got to be real fucking careful what we say, because in Lee County, Florida, a student was arrested and charged with grand theft for allegedly throwing another student's backpack out the window of a school bus, according to Lee County Sheriff Office reports, Florida. Hey, Florida. Fuck you, Florida. You can't charge someone with grand theft for throwing a backpack out the window, Florida. You motherfuckers are fucking with my shit this week, man. Fort Myers? How about Fort Fuck You, Florida? Fort Go Fuck Yourself. Fort Grand Theft, Florida. Fort, we will charge you with grand theft for doing stupid shit, Florida. Listen, these students get hyphy. They throw windows out the back. They throw backpack out the windows. This happens from time to time. I think I remember seeing this happen on my bus. It wasn't me. I wasn't doing the throwing. I wasn't getting thrown out. I still think it happened. It happens all the time. What the fuck? You don't charge someone with grand theft, Florida? Cut your shit! According to the victim, do you mean a fellow minor student? A minor? Is that what you're talking about right now? Stop trying to, like, friendly him up by saying they're victims. He's probably a douchebag in high school. He probably thinks he's the shit because he's got a little BlackBerry that his parents pay for, and he gets fucking 10 meals a day, and he lives in a 10,000 square foot house. I live in like a 2x2 apartment, okay? It's like, we're doing this shit so retro. This is like living in New York City. This apartment costs somewhere in the range of $400 to $450 a month. In New York City, this would absolutely cost $600 to $650. Hands down, maybe more, because that's how ridiculous it is. Anyway, segmenting again, segue. According to the schoolboy, he was sitting towards the back of the bus and fell asleep. When he awoke, his backpack was missing, report said. The victim said while searching for it, several students told him another student had thrown the bag out the window. Hey, person writing this article, do you mean another student had thrown the bag out of the window? Another student had thrown the bag out the window. Like, you're not black. Are you black, dude? Because you're writing like you're a black person. You got the worst writing. I just can't help but notice these little things when people can't write for shit. Three school children gave recorded sworn statements to a deputy concerning the incident. I don't care how recorded, I don't care how double, triple sworn, you're a minor and you're a school child. Your statement don't mean shit. Your statement don't mean shit. All three said they witnessed Noe Marina throw a large blue book bag out the window. The backpack contained two binders, earbuds, an algebra textbook, and an Alpha Smart computer. All were approximately $404, charged with grand theft, $300, less than $5,000. I don't know what an Alpha Smart computer is, dude. I'm sorry. I know what an algebra textbook is. I don't know what earbuds are. Do you mean, like, headphones, dude? Hey, dude, do you mean headphones? Welcome to the 20th century, you fucking fruit. I know what a binder is. I know what a backpack is. I don't know what earbuds and an Alpha Smart computer is. Please tell me at partytimewithdave@yahoo.com what an Alpha Smart computer is, because I don't know. And all of this together was worth $404. What kind of binders do you got? Two $20 binders, $40. Earbuds, let's say you're on the highest fucking possible end and you get Beats by Dre, another $200. Okay, $240. Algebra textbook, $80. We're at $320. An Alpha Smart computer, not sure how much that costs, but you want to tell me that's more than $80? Really? You want to tell me that your binder is worth $20 and that you have the Rolls Royce of earbuds and the most expensive algebra textbook possible and a computer that I don't even know what the fuck it is? What the fuck is an AS computer? We're going to find out next week because I'm going to Google this shit. By next week, I'm going to be able to break down an Alpha Smart computer. I will be able to assemble it blindfolded. That's how well I'm gonna know that thing. Fucking dicks. Ugh. We are now in the dark. We are now extra nude, as usual. My new slogan for being a fast food employee. It's gonna be a new rap that you can look forward to. I'm probably gonna throw it into the intro and outro. One of these days, not this time. You're not going to get so lucky. You're not going to hear it at the end. Every time I run up around the block at the fast food store, I'd be pissing in their drinks. I'd be shitting on their plates. And I'd be coming in their burgers. Deal with it. You can deal. Just deal. Listen. It's simple. You piss in the drink, you shit on the plate, and you come in the burger. It's simple. It's not that hard. It's easy. It's really easy. It's easy. It's kind of comical. You can kind of get a little laugh out of it if you want. I don't know what your preference in joking is. I think you guys need to take it down a notch or two. Fuck you. This is not fucking Toy Story 3. We are not going into the fire chamber and holding each other's hand. I am pushing you into the fire chamber. I'm throwing glass in your face, getting the fuck out of that fire chamber. My fate is not resigned. I'm out of there. I'm not getting burned. I'll throw you in, bitch. I don't give a fuck. If this is Bambi, I'm the hunter and you're the fucking mother, dude. I'll shoot you in the face. I'll take this motherfucker to a whole nother level. I'm like Young Jeezy in this nigga. I'll fuck around. This is like San Quentin. This is like San Quentin, maximum facility, ultra lockdown. Watching this, watching like super detention lockdown on CBS, this dude killed his mother and like ate her brains. Shot her in the face and said, I know what the logical thing to do is. Let me munch on her fucking brains. You are crazy. He's like, you know, I think I'm better now. The doctors, they don't tell me, but I think I'm getting somewhere with my medication. Like, whoa. Like, whoa. Whoa. The craziest I get is like, letting my girlfriend ride me. Like, that's how hypey I get. That's the hypiest I get. Aside from my MMA, that's a sport. That's not me being a mental patient. The craziest I get is letting a chick hop up and down on my dick, okay? That's as crazy as I get. I don't shoot somebody in the fucking face and, like, take a spoon and, like, brains, taste good. Taste good? Taste whack. It tastes whack because you're nuts. Because you have certifiably gone insane, dude. Love that show, though, because I don't ever want... It makes me... Every time I think of committing a crime, I'll watch that show. And that will instantly deter me. No matter how bad I think the other person deserves it, because I don't commit crimes for stupid shit, I don't throw backpacks out the back of a window because I'm not an idiot. Because I don't see the need to throw a backpack, you should have at least taken the computer and, like, put it under the seat. Like, you're an idiot, kid. You shouldn't have thrown it out the window. They shouldn't be charging. Everybody in this situation is an idiot! Stop! Get on the ship. Go to another planet. We don't want you no more. I think that the idiots of this planet should be the first pioneers on other planets. That's what they did in Britain when they were colonizing Australia. I'm sorry, Australians, but your entire colony was founded of, like, bad people, of prisoners and social outcasts. I hate to break it to you. That's a fact. That's a 100% history. Look it up. I'm not an idiot American. I, like, kind of thinking about majoring in history. Not sure yet. Total fact. The entirety of Australia once was prisoners and social exiles. Like hoes, pimps, prostitutes, murderers, rapists, peds. Cross out the peds because I don't know if they had peds back then. I'm sure they did. They just croaked their shit out and they didn't have like 10 million images. Like how many images of child pornography do you have on your computer, dude? Like 10.5 million? Like you're done. You're fucked. You're fucked and you deserve to be fucked. I hope they rape you. You could kill 15 people, 9 of them cops. You could be Jared Loughner in prison, which he won't ever, that will never happen. You could be Jeffrey Dahmer in prison and you could have touched the vag of like an underage child once. And the second that those two people walk into prison, the first one going down is going to be the badge toucher. Not the 30 times killer. I guarantee you. Because that's just how it is something fundamentally, apparently I can't even say the English language anymore. Something fundamentally wrong with people who enjoy that. I don't know what it is. I don't want to know what it is. I don't want to take a class to know what it is. I don't even want to take psychology because I'm afraid that that might expose me to some sort of how to reason with child molesters. I don't want to reason with them. I just want to kill them. That's all I want to do to them. I don't want to have any interactions with them. I don't want to think about their brainwaves. I don't want to know how their brain works. I just want them dead. That's it. Call me racist. Call me big-headed. Call me bigoted. Call me whatever you want. I don't want to even talk to them. Bottom needs to try this, Casual Encounters. Man for man, so he wants two men, I think. 66 years old, Oracle. 66, yo, and in really good shape. 5'8", 185 pounds, DDF. Bottom needs ass filled by two or more men. No drama, just uninhibited sex. What kind of ass do you have that is getting filled by two cocks? How loose is your ass that you need two men to fill it? How loose is your shit that two penises at the same time in your ass, that fills your ass, not one? You are whack. No drama. You have two dudes coming over to stick their penises in your butthole. What do you think? No drama, you idiot. Uninhibited sex, that's the most inhibited sex. That is the most inhibited sex ever. You are crazy. Where are we at? How many? I don't even know how long we've been doing this show. I don't know anything. All I know is we've been doing it for an hour. I can't believe it's another hour that you guys have taken an hour. Thank you, thank you, thank you to listen to me yell and scream at the world by myself because my podcasting buddy, or so I thought, isn't with me anymore, apparently. Galvanting off to get jobs and such. You responsible person, you. Partytime with David, yahoo.com. Thank you, thank you. Tell a friend. Burn a CD. Yeah, thank you, and we will come back at you in the following week. Hopefully, I'm trying to bring this shit back up to snuff. We went off. We fell off for a little while, I know. Trying to get it back up there. Thank you. Have a good week.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain. The only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole. The old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away. But I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down. I wear this crown of thorns upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts I cannot repair. Beneath the stains of time, the feelings disappear. You are someone else. I am still right here. What have I become? My sweetest friend. Everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. I will let you down, I will make you hurt. If I could start again, a million miles away, I would keep myself, I would find a way.